I'm Walt Lindelow with a look at what's going on in our community. Earlier today, I spoke with Peter Copenhaver from the Ishpeming Ski Club for an update on their upcoming 137th annual ski jumping tournament, February 19th through the 21st. Here's more information with Peter Copenhaver.
With snow, which we are making as we speak, and the natural stuff seems to be cooperating right now, we can actually put the hill together in a couple days. So we work year-round to actually prep the hill, the scaffold, which is the, you know, the apparatus the skiers come down before they take flight. You know, this is a year-round operation. So, you know, when the snow is here, we can actually put it together and be functional, operational in just a couple days.
So you really would be hoping for a decent snowfall in the next week or so, maybe, you know, the couple of them even
would be
really good.
If Nagani could just move their either Hanky Lunta, you know, whole operation a little bit sooner. I think it's a little bit late in the year, personally.
It'll bring it in.
It would help.
Let's go back to something you touched on there. You have the snowmaking capability at the hill.
Yeah.
So this is pretty important. And with the colder temperatures, you're able to at least get some stuff down.
Yeah. I mean, last night the guys were out there. They're sending me video of the guns operating and you know, accumulating snow out there on the outrun. And once we get enough of that, we'll put the groomers in there and start pushing up the hill. So
it's become a major part of the community. How is the community helping? How are maybe some of the other folks out there, ski resorts, things like that, that might be helping out?
Oh, it's been fantastic. I mean, everyone's kind of in that moment of need. And we've had people reach out from other ski resorts, other ski operations saying, hey, what do you need from us to help? We want you to be successful. We want this to happen. You know, 137 years, we're not going to miss one now.
Right.
So.
Right. Yeah. Well, that's got to be a good sign. Now, of course, you do have buttons that you need to get in, which I understand you're distributing right now, getting out to the outlets.
Yep. They are actually going out to the outlets. Actually, I think they began going out there yesterday. So,
okay.
Yep.
And those are the various outlets. And you have something different this year in terms of getting in. What's the online component?
We have the buttons, the booster buttons, which all the money goes to the club to operate it for the entire year. But instead of buttons this year, we also implemented online sales. So you can go to ishskiclub.com. There's a big banner right there on our main page. You click on that. It'll walk you through the process. You can buy your stuff online. There's no button involved, but you will get what you need, a QR code to get entrance into the gate for the tournament weekend.
How is this going to work? Because last year, one of the things that was different was it was back on a weekend. Okay.
Yes.
And now this year, it's once again back on a weekend, because many may remember the last several years, it's been, you know, a Wednesday, Thursday, or Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday kind of thing, which gets some people to it. But then obviously when it's on the weekend, you're going to get a lot more. You did last year
to the
point where you guys were like, whoa. What did you learn, and what's going to be maybe a little different this year? What, maybe there'll be more of stuff? What's the plan?
You know, last year was the revisiting of the weekend, and we thought we anticipated what that would look like, and we were wrong. We had a tremendous response, and so our numbers were inflated, and it was fantastic. The energy was just great. Of course, it's a weekend tournament, so we get Friday, Saturday jumping. We had some jumpers that were more from the local area. In fact, this year we have Isaac Larson from our club, who is tearing it up over in Europe this summer. Mm-hmm. In fact, he's been out west. He's going to be competing this year. So it's getting a little more exciting, you know.
Sure,
it's just,
of course.
Yeah.
But there's a lot to it, more than just the ski jumping. You set it up and people can get something to eat, something to drink. There's bonfires.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, tell us a little bit about the experience of what you have there.
Absolutely. Going back to the family element, we have, you know, the food trucks are going to be out there. We had a few last year. We're adding more this year. For the demand. Our beer tent is back. We were told that it was just way too small, so we're going to inflate that as well.
Sure.
We have a commemorative brew that we worked with.
I was going to ask about that. You have a beer.
We do. We worked with Jay and Chris over at Cognition this summer, and we have a commemorative brew called K-Point that was released on Black Friday with a tremendous response. In fact, they're brewing a second batch.
Fantastic.
Yeah, so that's going to be out there at the beer tent. And fireworks Saturday night, some of the best fireworks you'll see, actually. We put a lot of energy into that, too.
So you're creating an entire event, which it always has been.
Right.
But this is almost a return to its glory days of way back when it was on the weekends. You've had one last year. This year is probably going to be out of the park. What's the general schedule? What do people need to keep in mind?
General schedule, what you need to know. Friday is our U.S. Cup tournament. It's in the evening. And we're going to have shuttles running again this year. We're moving the parking lot location a little bit different. We're moving it over to the Great Lakes Teal Lake facility. And there'll be the North Iron Church and the Armory. Those three parking lots, we're having them side by side. It makes it easier for people to park, for the buses to pick up people and to return them instead of spreading them out like we did last year. And it has a little more parking area. Saturday is our Paul Beadle Memorial Tournament. Again, the shuttles will be running. We'll be allowing cars to come in. If you want to park, it's a $10 fee. We're limiting that. I think we're capping that at like 200, I think, vehicles coming in.
And of course, all of the information is on your website, including button locations and online button or
online purchasing. Version. Everything is at ishskiclub.com. Click on the main banner. It'll tell you everything you need to know.
That's Peter Copenhaver with the Ishpeming Ski Club. With a look at what's happening in our community for Media Brew Communications, I'm Walt Lindelaw.